Morning. Welcome to Friday, September the 24th. Can you believe that? I mean, it's almost October, and Halloween will be here, then Thanksgiving and Christmas. Where has time gone? Well, it's good to have you with us this morning here on the Gospel Radio Network. We are certainly thankful that you have taken the opportunity to join us wherever you are, in whatever state you find yourself, that is, in travel, in work, chores around the house, whatever it may be. Thank you for tuning us in. I see more and more people today walking about with these earbuds in their ears, and so I know that people are listening to something. And so if you're at work or somewhere like that and you're listening through your earbuds, well then thank you very much for choosing us to be in your ears. We have a lot to cover this morning. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 27, here in a few minutes. But we always try to take opportunity here on Friday morning to thank each one of you. And certainly we're lacking in that because we can't name every single person. But we're grateful for those even here locally that have made it known that you're listening on a regular basis. So thank you. I know my great wife, my great helpmeet is listening this morning. And so thank you for tuning in, baby. Love you. Hope your day is phenomenal. And I'll see you this evening. Love you very much. Also, I know that my mother is listening. I just talked to her a few minutes ago on the phone. She said, I'll be listening. So love you very much. Hope your day is phenomenal. And you and Grandma have a great day. Glad you're listening. Love you very much. Also, we know that great friends of the network are listening. We love the Hockets out there in Southwest Virginia. Over in the Abingdon area, as they have the opportunity to listen in as they start their three-day weekend. And with them, I got no idea. They might be on a camping trip. They might be headed down to the beach. Their three-day weekends are full of activity. Them and the great granddaughter, Toonie, they're constantly going to and fro. So love you guys. Thank you for listening. Be safe wherever it is that you're going on this three-day weekend. But anyway, you go back up north, and we always talk about our great friends, the McClures, that moved from here back to, I guess, technically, Sandy's home state. And so anyway, we learned this week that Mike had a stent placed within him, and they're hoping for great results out of this, so that they don't have to go in and do bypass surgery. So if you're listening this morning and you have the opportunity to pray today, please continue to remember Mike McClure in your prayers as he recovers from this little procedure. And certainly pray for his good wife as she cares for him and worries so much about him and his health. So appreciate you guys listening up there in the Great White Tundra, somewhere up north in South Dakota there. You go back out to the West Coast, we find listeners there, out you know, Alabama, Florida, folks listening all over the place. We've got your IP addresses listed in the system, and we're grateful for you being with us today. Right around here locally, we got lots of people listening, and as I have come to find out, there's quite a few that homeschool, and they have told us that at some point of the day, they have always relied on TGRN for their devotional time, even in schooling. And so if, by chance, you happen to be listening this morning as a homeschool student, welcome to the broadcast, and thank you for choosing us here as we get into some of this great Sermon on the Mount here in a few minutes. Our first responders listen around here on a regular basis. And we're certainly grateful for what you do, and thank you for listening in between calls and, you know, sleep events and whatever, traveling to and from. We're grateful for your listenership. Many of our members listening, our great administrator and his family there in Cowan, and I guess co-administrator. I'm not exactly sure how to express that, but the great Smithy family down there in San Angelo, as they listen, Miss Frida, as she keeps TGRN on. Lots of people out there listening, and again, I really do quite an injustice by trying to name some names because invariably you're going to leave somebody out, but you know who you are, and I probably know who you are, just failed to mention your name, but thank you for your listenership. We're grateful. Also, remember that we have encouraged each of you to, you know, talk about TGRN, and even if we have the ability to help your congregation in promoting her work, give us an opportunity. And so several, you hear all these papers rustling. We've got lots of announcements, and we've been banging the drum for several of these for a while, and at least two of them are upon us now. And so, first of all, tomorrow, beginning the 25th through the 29th, the Great Congregation, which is the Westside Church down in Marshall, where our good brother Tavares works. We're grateful for them asking us to promote their event. So they have invited Tommy Brooks in from Houston to come in and teach an evangelism workshop. And so that begins tomorrow. And then each day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they have a workshop from 10 to 2, and then the meeting that night at 7. And so it's a great opportunity, and if you're planning on going down there tomorrow, that begins at 2. And then if you're planning on going for the worship assembly and even the opportunity to be a part of that, that begins at 10. So the Marshall Church of Christ, or the Marshall, Texas, Westside Church of Christ, is hosting this evangelism workshop. So if you can be a part of that, we hear great things about Brother Tommy and his abilities to teach others to spread the gospel. Also, coming up starting Sunday, the Broadway Church has invited you to come down and listen to Ken Hope. And he is going to be following a theme of how to. And so he's going to talk about how to overcome discouragement, how to overcome a sinful past, how to receive the prodigal, how to better understand our purpose in life, how to identify the Lord's church, and finally on Wednesday at 7, how to be prepared for the last day of your life. So the Broadway Church, a great friend of the network, certainly, is inviting you down beginning even Sunday and going through Wednesday as Ken Hope has come to spread the gospel there. So find the Broadway Church on the World Wide Web and find more information as you have the opportunity. And so that'll get us through the end of the month, but immediately starting October the 3rd, that first Sunday, several congregations have launched out into an effort, which is kind of a coinkydink, a coincidence, but several of them. And I only have two of the announcements. I think there's about three or four that are going on. But Mike Bonner has been invited up from the San Angelo congregation in San Angelo, Texas. And he is coming to the New Boston Church of Christ, which is just up the road from us, about, I think, 45 or 50 minutes, basically, right up the interstate. And so we're thankful for them and the great work that Kevin does there. And they have invited Mike in to have the opportunity to speak Sunday through Wednesday about the triumph of truth. And so their meeting times are going to be Sunday 9, 10, and then 6 p.m. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, respectively, 7 p.m. So Monday, if you have the chance to go, Monday evening, enlarge our jurisdiction for truth. Tuesday, the truth that justifies. And then Wednesday, the eternal promises of truth. So what a great opportunity to go and see Brother Bonner. him and Evelyn do a great work down there in San Angelo, and certainly aggravate the fire out of our good friends down there, the Smithies. They what a great team they make. Also, 3rd through the 6th of October, the great congregation that we love so much, the Edgewood Church of Christ, where Russ works, has invited Ed Stover over from Chandler, and he is going to be talking about growing in Christ. And so anyway, that's going to be a great event. Their times there are 9:30, 10:30 on Sunday. And they're having a lunch on Sunday as well at the noon hour. And then they'll reassemble at 1:30 to have that final sermon of the day. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they'll meet at 7. Everybody does that. It must be a scriptural thing. I don't know. But anyway, 3rd through the 6th at Edgewood to hear Ed Stover talking about growing in Christ. Well, right after that, we find that our Bible Bowl kicks off right around the corner, man, right around the corner. And so the North Jefferson congregation over there in Mount Pleasant, as always, for the last 400 years or so, has hosted the great Bible Bowl event here in Northeast Texas. And so beginning October the 13th, which, again, every month, the second Monday of the month at 7 p.m., we'll all gather over there and have a short time of devotion and then a time of testing. I think it's about 20 minutes or so. And then we'll come back together to hear an invitational thought as the devotional is being given. And then we'll eat together. And speaking of eating together, if you have not signed up to be a sponsor, Chris Grota is waiting for your call. And so if you have the opportunity to be a sponsor, and that is provide a meal for the crowd, and I'm interested to see what the crowd is going to be like this year. Last year we ended the Bible Bowls with about 60, but we've seen upwards of 100-plus in days gone by. So if we can get everybody back on board and get those same congregations to sponsor an evening, that'd be great. We had a couple open spots for sponsoring at last time I checked. But anyway, as you recall, we're studying the book of Joshua. So be prepared on October the 13th, both adults and children, to be tested over Joshua 1 through 3. And then the last announcement that I have, Brother Brian Braswell has been invited over to the Love Lady Church of Christ, and that's going to be October the 16th and 17th. And so Saturday and Sunday, he is going to speak beginning at 5 o'clock, and he's going to be talking about you can know the truth. And so what a great opportunity that will be if you have the opportunity to go to the Love Lady Gospel Meeting. And here, Brian, you would be well blessed. And so Saturday, October the 16th, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock p.m., and then Sunday, 10 and 11 are going to be their times there. So Brian Braswell, a great gospel preacher and soldier of the cross, coming to Love Lady October the 16th and the 17th. That does it for the announcements. I am out of announcements, and so I would just remind you of a couple of quick thoughts as it relates to your prayer requests for the day. Make sure and continue to remember those families that are weeping over new-made graves. We heard about three more, or is it four? About four more, I guess, just this last week. Some COVID, some not. One died of natural causes, an older gentleman. Even here locally, there was a car wreck here locally that took a family, and Saltilla took their little son of 11-year-old. That was a horribly tragic thing. Those in Saltilla just love them dearly and are greatly affected. So continue to pray for them, even the good Hudson family that has just buried their precious Phil. And so also remember those that are still in the hospital. And one of those we've continued to ask you to think about is Deanna De Leon. And so she is continuing to recover. And I believe Tammy told me that she's moving to a new facility for her rehab. So that's crazy encouraging. And so continue to pray for her, but continue to please thank God for answering those prayers. And I hope that she will see the comfort that the church has offered her and maybe even restore her life. That would be a great opportunity even today to know about. So anyway, lots of prayer requests. Pray for us as we pray for you, and pray for the great radio network here as she is stepping up. Just a programming note, I guess you could say. Brother Smithy, kudos to him. Y'all send him hugs and kisses and thanks and gratitude, because he was up last night doing some digital work for us. I can't explain it, so I won't try to, but we've been having some technical issues with the Gospel Radio Network recently, and as I am muted here in the studio, I'm not going to know one way or the other, but I hope that we're getting out, and that we're getting out loud and proud, and I kind of feel like we are. And if we are, it's because of the great work that Ryan Smithy has put in even overnight. He's a nocturnal guy, and he stays up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on a regular basis, I think. He just naturally has the ability to get his second wind at night when the rest of us, there's no wind in our sails. But anyway, we are grateful.